In Texas, everything is big, or so the conventional wisdom goes, hats, cars, land, and people. According to the Texas Department of Agriculture, more than 35% of school-age kids are overweight or obese, and the state government plans to do something about that. This past week, Texas unveiled a new public school nutrition policy that will limit candy bars, soft drinks, and other foods that are high in fat and sugar. Susan Combs is the commissioner of the Texas Department of Agriculture, and she told us the new rules vary for different grade levels.
For example, in elementary schools, we said you cannot have any food competing with breakfast and lunch, so all the candies and all the bake sales, all that stuff is now prohibited until the end of the school day. And then in middle schools, we said, okay, you can't have these competing foods during breakfast and lunch. And the reason is that you've got kids who make a beeline for the soft drink machine and then they get a bag of Cheetos. And what we were finding out was that the junk food these kids were eating was a major factor in their overweight.
Are you going to see the bag of Cheetos replaced by another product from Frito-Lay, if they make Cheetos, I'm not sure, but by some company that makes the same sort of food, or by apples and bananas?
Well, I think you can see both. Outside of breakfast and lunch period, let's go back to middle school, for example, I don't mind them having something else like a baked chip or whatever. We took a real hard look at fried food. But again, for elementary schools, we want them to eat what they get in school cafeterias. We had stories, people calling in and getting us emails about some teachers pushing carts down elementary school hallways, selling candy off the carts during the school day. And it was a money-raising deal. All of this stuff is about money.
Have you just banned Girl Scout cookies from the schools of Texas? Is that what I'm understanding?
Banned them from sale during the school day. In elementary school and during mealtimes in middle school. Yeah.
I want to ask you about something that I've seen written in a Houston Chronicle article about this program. It says the commissioner said, so much you said, that the new policies are necessary because half of Hispanic children born in the United States in the year 2000 are expected to develop type 2 diabetes unless significant changes are made.
That's correct. And I'm quoting from the Centers for Disease Control. They issued this very scary prediction a couple of months ago in New Orleans. Well, we have a very heavily Hispanic population, and I'm not willing to see our kids face a lifetime of misery, feeling lousy, getting sick, with all of the attendant sort of, you know, mental health problems that go along with this in some cases. I'm not willing to sit back.
This is about as tough as any school system has gotten with food and junk food.
Yep.
Can we see a day when somebody will simply declare there will just be no vending machines selling Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, or candy bars in schools?
I don't think so. I frankly don't support taking out vending machines. I do suggest that we should change the content. So when I talk to these companies, I say, fix your product.
Mm-hmm.
Just change it. It's not impossible.
You're acknowledging I have to live with your product, but you change it.
Yeah.
Well, Commissioner Combs, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Susan Combs, who is the State Agriculture Commissioner of Texas, which has announced new rules on food in the schools.